What's your goal for today? Do you have a checklist? Do you gain satisfaction from crossing tasks off of that checklist? Are you lost without your to-do list? Is your list prioritized or alphabetized? Or is it a hodgepodge collection of random jobs you want to be sure to get done before you lay your head on the pillow? Do you think it would be an act of wisdom to put God's glory on that list? You know, if you did, it just might bring peace and mercy into your life and a whole host of other spiritual fruit. In fact, I know it will. Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. James chapter 3, verses 17 and 18. But the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, open to reason, full of mercy and good fruits, impartial and sincere. And a harvest of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. James has been comparing earthly wisdom with heavenly wisdom. James also calls earthly wisdom unspiritual and demonic. But heavenly wisdom is pure, with the idea of being single-minded on holiness. Heavenly wisdom is not divided, and it's not rooted in jealousy. In other words, heavenly wisdom is not concerned about self-promotion, which is why it's open to reason. Heavenly wisdom is all about God's glory being promoted. And when that's the true, humble concern, then you can expect the fruit of the Spirit to pour out of your life. So back to your to-do list. What's at the top? What's the priority? If we are operating according to heavenly wisdom, then God's glory is at the top. Or maybe a better way of saying it is that God's glory will be at the center, the goal of all the other tasks in front of me. And when that's the case, the word frantic will not describe my life or my church, but rather it'll be described by being peaceable, gentle, and merciful. And we pray that you walk in those fruit of the Spirit day by day. When you pray today, please remember Sean Richards and his family are missionaries in Papua New Guinea. Also, remember the Amara Life Word broadcast in Bolivia and Peru.